Hachette Audio presents Desolation, a heavy metal memoir. Written by Mark Morton with Ben Opapari. Read by Mark Morton. To my family, to everyone I've ever jammed with, and to everyone who has ever listened. Thank you. Prologue. God, please get me through this. It's 1 a.m., and my heart is thumping so hard in my chest I can hear it. My hands are shaking. My chair feels like a roller coaster. Waves of vertigo flood my head, and my stomach is in a free fall. I'm scared. Sweat pours down my face in recurring hot flashes. My vision fades in and out, a blurry tunnel narrowing from all sides. I stare at the desk in front of me, trying to focus. Over on the hotel table, there are 1.5 turquoise 80-milligram Oxycontin pills left over from the 5 I'd scored earlier that afternoon. These are among the heaviest of pharmaceutical opiates, pills normally prescribed to treat extreme pain in terminally ill cancer patients. But I don't have cancer. I calculate the math through the fog in my head. I've taken 280 milligrams. I'm still under my self-imposed but loosely observed daily limit of 300 milligrams. Even for an experienced pill junkie like me, that's a dangerous limit. It could easily be a lethal dose, and it most certainly would be to someone without my level of opiate tolerance. But that blurry boundary I've set is an attempt to manage my addiction. It's an attempt to feel like I'm in control. It's an attempt to stay alive, because I don't want to die. The bottle of Absolut vodka I pulled from my tour bus earlier and shoved into my backpack before checking in is on the desk. I've put a pretty good dent in that too, but a little more than half the bottle remains. There was a time when I used to only drink beer with these strong pills, another attempt at a boundary. But lately I've started drinking hard liquor with my oxys to jumpstart the effects. And though I typically prefer the strongest pharmaceutical opioid painkillers, when I can't find the right pills, I'll snort heroin or do any other opiate I can get my hands on. Sourcing my habit feels like a full-time job. It consumes a great deal of my time and money. I've accepted the lifestyle.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?